Quiet.
Take control.
Oh, good. I now have control. Okay. So my name is Logan.
Hi, Logan.
Hi. Okay.
Hi.
Okay. So. Quiet. Okay.
Where's the
bathroom? Okay. Let me.
Give the man a chance.
Yeah. Okay.
He's nervous.
I'm not nervous. Okay, so a couple things you should know about me is, like, I love airsoft, and that's what airsoft.
Draw.
It's like paintball.
Get down.
What's paintball? It's basically paintball.
But with realistic guns and soft BBs.
Yeah. Okay. I'm getting there. Okay. So basically, my story is quiet. Okay. So basically, I was born in Pennsylvania. I was adopted soon after. So basically, I got adopted by a Christian family, and that Christian family raised me. And then about like the time I was 2 years old, I was diagnosed with a disability called cerebral palsy. Which affects the right side of my body with like fine motor skills. So like tying a shoe or buttoning up a shirt, it's really difficult for me to do simple tasks that you guys can do every day. So yeah, I just have to do everything my way basically. Something that like really affected me was like when I wanted to learn how to play baseball, I couldn't catch and throw the glove, catch and throw with my right hand. So I have to like catch the ball and then put it under like my shoulder and then drop the ball and then throw it. So that's how I learn how to do things. I just have to learn how to do everything my way. But back to the story. So growing up in a Christian household, I was baptized in the church. I went to a Christian school my whole life until basically I was a freshman in high school. And I didn't really learn anything at that school, to be honest. It was kind of boring. And I was like, oh, how do you feel about Jesus? And we didn't get to learn any stories about Jesus. So I kind of had a really big miscommunication with who Jesus really was. So after that, I went to a public school. And that public school really changed my life because it was during COVID. So from there, it was very much just, I was alone, didn't know anyone, public school, wearing masks all day. I really was doubting my faith. My faith was like, I was sitting in church starting to think, am I in a cult? Why am I here? What's the purpose of life? That type of stuff. And it was really, really hard because it just was empty. I didn't find purpose in life. I looked towards many of my friends were just kind of there, and they didn't really help me until I went to another high school after that, and it was a Christian high school. And when I walked in, they actually were like, oh, we're actually going to read the Bible. So when I opened the Bible, there, and then we started reading, and I started reading the Gospel of John during that time when I went to the new Christian high school. And I really started to ask questions again. Why was I born with a disability? What is my purpose in life? I really thought life was meaningless. And there was no purpose in my life. I was really angry at my adoptive parents. I mean, not my adoptive parents, but my birth parents for giving me up. I was like, why did they do what they did? Why did they have me? I was just really angry at like the whole world. And I couldn't figure out how to find happiness throughout anything. And I really was hanging out with friends. They were Christians, but I realized what they were saying was so contradictory. They were hypocrites. They wanted to do the very things. I'm sure you guys have friends that are kind of like that. Like they say one thing and then do the exact opposite. And it's very hard because it's like I cursed in front of somebody and they're like, don't say that. right? And I accidentally said a curse word. Now I know it's wrong, but they really went back. Sorry. Okay. So then, sorry, I never public spoke before. Not good with it. But they went back, and then another person said a cuss word. Sorry. So that person said a cuss word, and then it really bugged me because it felt like I was like, why are they okay with them saying it if they're not okay with me saying it? So there's just this big disconnect between that type of stuff, and it's really hard for me to really figure out, well, what's going on? Like, why are these people hypocrites? And I realized as reading the gospel that people are sinners. And I was like, oh, well, what does it mean to be a sinner? So I kind of had to learn through that. And after that, I was like, okay. I just really was confused. And I was like, but I prayed and I asked evidence for God. And I learned that you can't prove God in like a laboratory. Like you can't just say, oh, there's a God. And the relationship aspect of getting a relationship with God really confused me. I'm sorry if I'm jumping around a whole lot. Like, I've never done this before. Okay. But it really just felt emptying. And I was getting bullied every day at high school. Like, one guy said, go kill yourself. Pretty much every single day to me.
What high school is this?
A Christian high school.
What?
Yeah.
Consider
high school. Yeah, and it's like... But he had some, like, issues, but still, you don't say that to anyone, like, every single day. And I look like a school shooter. Yeah, like, they literally told me I look like that.
How? What were you wearing?
I was just wearing normal uniform. I wore a uniform.
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah, so that really put, like, this big separation between me and Christians. I'm like, I hate Christians. I hate them. They are the biggest hypocrites because I read their book. And their book, they do the exact opposite thing of their book. And what really just made me so angry was just the hypocrisy. And to know that people can turn an eye away from their sin and look at you and be pointing at you, but then they have the plank in their own eye. But I started going to youth group because one of my teachers was a Bible teacher, and he had a youth group in his hometown. And I just went there for basically the end of junior year and the start of senior year. I mean, all of senior year. And November 1st, I was sitting in youth group, as you guys are now. And I was looking to the evidence of who Jesus was. And it comes down to either three conclusions of who Jesus really truly is. He is either a liar, a lunatic, or Lord. So as I was, really thinking about that, I'm like, he read, John 14:6, which states that Jesus said to him, the man, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And that really was like, whoa, Jesus is asserting to say who he really is. And he wants to reach out in a relationship of like love to you and to me and to everybody in the whole world. But how can we do that if we're all hypocrites? I don't want to be considered a Christian because Christians are hypocrites. But as I became a Christian, I really accepted it. I felt this change of love, and it's a slow change because I cursed at him again, that bully. It wasn't a smart decision. I got like super angry at him. I'm sure you guys probably feel the same way with some of your friends, like when they upset you or somebody you have problems at school with. It's just this anger. Like, you're just like, I don't want to deal with you anymore. I just want to leave and, you know, knock you out or something. But, like, you can't do that as a Christian. So you kind of have to be calm about it and really, like, understand that you are going to have to keep moving forward in life in the sense of, you're going to have to keep moving forward to be a better person, to live for the glory of God. So, yeah, as I was learning that, I really felt the love of God and the love of others. through my life. I can see it in my parents. I used to think my parents were a bunch of, like, really, like, yeah, okay, they're telling me about Jesus, and they have some good advice, you know. But then, actually, I really listened to my parents, and I was like, wow, they're actually wise. Like, they really have wisdom. So that really helped me to grow and to understand that my parents poured so much love into me, and now I'm a Christian, and it's really helping me to reflect on them because I'm their son and they support me, and now I'm out here and it's really weird to be away from them, but I miss them and I love them, and now I understand that the purpose of life is to love God and love others, and it's so hard to love others. I still try to do it every single day because it's like every, you have an issue with somebody and you have to love them, and it's not just this, oh, I'm going to be nice to you. It's like actually trying to genuinely care for what they're going through. There is some like deep, powerful meaning to really listening to them and understanding.